First item is the meeting agenda approval.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Foley?
Yep.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The second item is approval of minutes of March 18th, 2026, regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the March 18th, 2026, regular meeting.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Foley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. No public comments. So we'll move on to the approval of expense reports. March 2026 Park and Recreation expense report for $227,037.87.
I'll make a motion we approve the March 2026 Park and Recreation expense report.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Foley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. Also, the approval of March 2026 Legends expense report, $129,394.36.
I'll make a motion we approve the March 2026 Legends expense report.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Foley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. Any old business that's not on here?
I do want to ask, the dog park west side has been brought up a couple times. Can we get just the cost of what that would look like?
We need to figure out where, we don't know where we would put it yet. At community park we talked about being there, that's kind of a wetland back there. It is a wetland, back on before the soccer field. Mm-hmm. And we actually redid the trench back there, did some work a couple years ago. I think we need to decide if we're going to look at another park, to be honest with you.
What about Wampler?
I don't know where we would put it at Wampler. My opinion, and I guess we can talk about it, I don't think we necessarily want a dog park with the splash pad, the pickleball courts, and the ball fields, with what's going on over there already. Not saying no, that's my opinion to discuss, I guess, but I think we need to look around.
Yeah.
We talked about maybe Oaknell, but then again, I don't know if it would be accepted as so well for people to go there for a dog park. Because I think the only place to be really put a dog park in Oaknell would be down in the hole between the two on the east side of the park, east side of the pavilion and where the pool is now. It's still something to explore, though. I don't mean to.
No, I'm just, we brought it up a few times.
Yeah, it was brought. Yeah, it was.
So I just want to make sure.
You know, bottoms may be an option back in the corner. But we did. Joe and I looked at, you know, Oakville especially because we talked about that one.
So we can kick around and see if we can get cost.
Let's look at, you know, cost is expense, and you know if we do obstacles or anything.
Especially if it decreases dogs. In the baseball fields, it would be nice.
Well, we've taken a few measures already at Shriver to do that, and you'll see that in Joe's report.
Okay, moving on to new business, the new hires.
I'll make a motion to approve the new hires for April 15th, 2026.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Foley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes. The second one under new business is request to increase rest center parking lot resurfacing and pavement repair project not to exceed $220,000. The lowest bid is $215,474.
So moved.
Second it.
Mr. Shartiger, I'd just like to explain that if I could. As it states here, we approved this at $203,000. That was the estimate from the engineer's office. The lowest bid did come in at $215,000. So I'm going to put a few extra on there in case they run into anything else. But that's why that's requested.
Gotcha.
Normally, there's 20%. You expect maybe 20% overage if there's any. This way we won't have to do any change orders or anything, because that should, with the bid.
Okay, roll call.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes. The third new item under new business is playground mulch installation, not to exceed $14,000.
So moved.
Second.
Excuse me. I mean, we only have one company that'll do this. That's why you only see one here.
Roll call.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes. Number four, the Legend sprayer purchase, not to exceed $30,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the Legend sprayer purchase, not to exceed $30,000.
Second.
Anybody want to comment on that?
And you see one quote, this is the only sprayer we could find.
It's used, yeah. By the way.
Okay, roll call please.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes. The last one under new business is the Legend bunker renovations and sand installation, not to exceed $50,000.
I'll make a motion to approve the Legend's bunker renovation and sand installation, not to exceed $50,000.
Second.
Roll call please.
Coley?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes. Okay, I guess we're down to the board reports. Joe?
She's a worker, started back this week. So he'll be taking care of all that, as he did last year. That's what helped run the punch. Around the tennis courts, on the inside of the tennis courts when they were built, the asphalt didn't go all the way to the fence. And we put rocks in there and little gravel, and it kept getting on the court. When you blow the court, it get on the court and had to blow it up again. So we got the street department, and we went up last week and just filled in all around them courts with asphalt and leveled it off with the court. Tennis team was very appreciative of it. They continue to do the track as usual. Community park, the roofs on all the dugouts are complete. Five fields out there that didn't have them, got them now. Again, Chef will be next. Talked to Steve today about it. Maybe if the weather, you know, get some dry weather in the middle of summer, we can have time to do that. All the removal of the pool is to start soon. We're gonna take the fence down first and then have the guys come take the post out and get rid of the shed, and we're gonna try to just bust it up as best as we can. Lawndale Park, we did the pad for the gazebo last week. We tore out the side, put some crushed concrete in, and then whenever he's ready to start, it's ready. The restrooms are being de-winterized as we speak, and they are getting cleaned as they are done, and some of them are open. As you know, we started to mow and trim. Pretty sore today, trimmed for 5 hours a day. Real fun, but we did it. Ball fields have started. He's been on top of them, getting them ready. And we put some barriers of Shriver and Rezzi. Shriver, we're having trouble with the guy parking right next to the bench on the dugout. And so we put posts there, and now as Steve said, he's probably driving around. And they would cut the lock off the gate like 5 days in a row.
What gate's that?
The gate at Shriver. And you don't need to get in, there's not a gate at the dugout to get on the field, but they would cut it anyways. They cut it like 5 days in a row. We worried about them having a key, so we put an old lock on it and they cut it too. So we don't know what the solution to be there. They're not really doing much. The guy would like, he would let the dog in there and he'd block the entrances, but then we're kind of looking at gates there, but I mean, that hasn't been a factor lately, but the lock thing has been an ongoing problem. And it's springtime, so I'm sure all the fun's gonna start.
Any questions for Joe?
Yeah.
You,
Gary? Yes. We've had a busy spring. We're up about 1,500 rounds and up about $28,000 from last year. Leagues are starting. They basically all start this month. They just all start in like different weeks. So we have 29 leagues this year. let's see, our used John Deere rough mower, it came last week. So with spring and all the rain and sun and the warm temperatures, the grass has been growing like crazy. So actually with this used rough mower, we now have 3 rough mowers that we've been using every day. So we've been keeping up with the rough this time of year, which is very hard to do. Our new lease mowers are expected to come early May, we believe the first week of May. And that rebuilt pump, they're rebuilding it now, it should be done early May as well. What else? I believe that's it. The kids, they start this week, so I'm sure they'll be out under the schools. So they already scheduled some practice times.
So if your lease mowers don't come till May, what are you going with now?
We still have the old mowers from them. So we'll keep them until they bring the new mowers, and then they'll change them out.
Okay.
Things are going well at the center. Attendance has been up, been pretty active. I've got a lot of things scheduled in the next few months, so everything's going well at the senior center.
We were able to offer some private swim lessons, which we were able to get a few people. So we offered 33 private swim lessons. We're looking to certify one of our lifeguards to be able to teach those as well. So looking to up that even more. We offer 34 fitness classes during the month of March. We're still looking for a couple instructors. We're looking for a yoga instructor and an aqua zumba instructor. We advertised our fitness classes and some gym closures during the month of March, along with the farmer's market, the adult Easter egg hunt, the lots in our lot, adult softball leagues, music bingo, rookie sports, and the summer playground program. We received sponsorships from Campbell Oil for the movie night, $1,000. Belisair donated food for Arbor Day program. We got $50 in Fizzle Sticks gift card, Sun Cruiser bike, beach chairs, and Hosner Gallery raffle basket. We had our trivia night on March 6th, Community Resource Fair on March 10th, and Children's Resource Fair on March 24th, along with the Adult Easter Egg Hunt, which was held out at Legends on March 27th. I believe we had 96 participants for that. Club Extreme is still going on. We had a total of 43 teams registered for our home tournament with a total revenue of $10,965. Our registration that was collected during the month of March was 13,770. And as you can see, the total for player registration as of the end of March is $68,060. We held volleyball tournaments on March 1st, March 14th, and we had a 2-day tournament March 28th and 29th. We are still maintaining with our membership numbers. I think we were only down by like 15 from February to March. And then we were pretty much up with our day passes since we still had some cold weather during the month of March. So our numbers are maintaining.
Do we have any programmers here?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
We have our sports, and then we have our special events, and we have aquatics, and the fitness.
What's the sports programmer do?
all the leagues, so the adult softball leagues, volleyball leagues, youth leagues, the rookie sports.
I got you. And the special program? What's that?
The special events?
Yeah.
That would be Lauren, so that's like the trivia night.
Okay.
The adult Easter egg hunt. Like I mentioned, the lots in our lot, that'll be at the end of May, but.
And what was the third one?
The aquatics, so the swim lesson programs.
I got you.
Private lessons.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, the fitness programs.
Any more questions for the office? Steve, you're on.
Okay, the first one, the reservoir stream bank, phase one, what you see up there now, they're just about done. They have to plant grass and clean up and then redo the walking path that they had to tear out. Hopefully within the next month, or they have till the middle of June, so, but as soon as it dries up a little bit up there, they'll be able to plant the grass. They have to use a rock hound, get everything cleaned up first. We're still waiting on the final design for phase two right now. Our boiler replacement here at the rec center, we're waiting on those to be delivered. The parking lot, as you all know, we just approved a little more money for that. The gazebo project at Lawndale is ready to go. We're just waiting on the contractor to get here. He sent me a message yesterday. Someone was sick in his family, so we might be backed up a couple weeks, but he's usually pretty good with contacting me. We do have an Arbor Day next Friday at Kiwanis Park. We have local school kids coming, as well as Stark Soil and Water. And the mayor, you're all welcome if you'd like to come to Kiwanis Park between 11 and 1. We have lunch donated for that. And then Friday night at the Legends Music Bingo. It's a bingo with music. So I've never done it before, but I'm going to do it this time and see how it goes. Should be interesting. I have a few things that I wrote down today I did not put in there, but I'd like to tell you about. The ice rink attendance was down this year. Maybe because of the weather, I think more of the location. We tried it downtown, it just didn't work. We need to revisit that on what we want to do for next year. We have the ice rink. It costs about $7,000 all in all to set it up, tear it down, man it for the 3 months. So we need to, I'm going to get with Joe and Tiana, and we're going to talk about that, what we could do for next year. I think we need to make it an event maybe every week or something to get more people there, maybe food trucks. We tried to get coffee there, some of the coffee trucks, but they just didn't want to do it. I don't know that we want to charge them. We just want to get them there, and then they can sell to the people that are there.
Was it the year before?
It was the first Wampler. Yeah, we had it at Wampler. It worked out well. And the other thing with Wampler, when it snows, they can sled ride and then go ice skating. So we're going to look at that again. I want to let you all know that V&S Auto is inquiring about some land next to our building up there. They would need some parking.
No.
They sent a letter to City Council and the mayor, as well as me, and they're waiting on them to see what they want. I mean, it's city property. There's a park there that we may or may not use if we can accommodate. We'd have to see what they want to offer us, though. That is the discussion to be had, I guess.
Trying to expand.
They're just trying. They don't have any parking. I mean, you can't drive down State Street.
Is it right behind?
Yeah, no, behind our building right there on the left.
Yeah.
When you go down State, that big lot. You know, we've been cleaning that up the last year. You know, we had all the trees taken down. I'd like to use that, but you know, maybe a part of it, if it's something that we, you know, if Joe's good with it, with not, you know, if we weren't, they want like a 10-foot by 200-foot section on the ones on the south side of the building, which is kind of out of the way anyway. So you know, we'll wait to see what if they should make the city some type of offer to fix the land better. You know, if they want to pave it or something, maybe you know, we would benefit from that.
Joe, do you have any use for it?
We don't right now. I mean, we keep tractor there and we use it up there. That's about it. It's the only thing we use it.
It's outside. We use the building, but
yeah,
the outside store.
All of our, we got it up there and all of our equipment, but other than that, that's, well, they've used it for the streets the last few years.
Yeah.
That's basically, when they're going well, they use it for their storage.
The company that used well, they didn't contact us. We let them use that for staging because it was right there.
Yeah, I saw that. I know what you're saying.
But it's something to discuss and see.
Work. It'd be nice for them to stay there if they can.
Yeah. One other thing I want to let you know, Amelia Sykes will be visiting next Thursday at the reservoir. She got that money appropriated for us for phase one. Should be at the reservoir at 2:30. If anybody'd like to stop by, you're more than welcome to do so. And I do want to tell you, I don't know if you heard, Travis Lent, an employee of the rec center, passed away last week. 33-year-old kid, had a lengthy battle with some health issues. Was very dedicated, was fun to be around, loved coming here. And we lost him about a week ago, a little over a week ago. He told Tiana he had to do some treatment, and then next day we found out that he passed away. We are going to, as a staff, take up some donations and put a tree out front with a plaque out front as well. Just to let you know, there's going to be a tree out front. We're going to get the tree sooner than the plaque, I'm sure. But it's kind of heartbreaking. He's a good kid, just a rough time. So.
You have a wife and kid?
No, he was single. A little over 2 years he worked here. And then from the time he had some treatment time where he couldn't be here, but even after that treatment, I mean, he showed up for work and probably shouldn't have, but really he was very dedicated and like I said, fun to be around. He was always positive even throughout all that. So, but we are going to put a tree and a plaque out in front here for him. So.
Well, I'd like to comment on the land that they want to, once you give something up, it's going to be hard if you ever want it back.
Well, it would be a lease.
Because Joe said not right now.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
Well, I think I'd like to have some plans up there in the future, but it would be a lease. Whatever the number of years, obviously the law department would write it up. We would review it first, and then it would be reviewed every 2-3, however many years the lease is. But definitely a lease, not a purchase, not a gift. So, and maybe the lease price is the improvements that they do. So, it's something to discuss.
Anyone else? The meeting is adjourned.